Senator Susan Collins says the Supreme Court nomination process has become hyper-political and could damage public confidence in the courts. Collins' comments come just a day after President Trump announced his nomination of federal judge Brett Kavanaugh. Mal Leary has more.
Collins says she's been amazed and upset by the intense politicization of the Kavanaugh nomination. She says as soon as Justice Anthony Kennedy announced his retirement, she was bombarded by requests that she take an immediate position.
There are people on both sides of the aisle who actually wanted me to take a position for or against the nominee when we didn't even know the identity of the nominee.
Collins says such polarization will only hurt the court's credibility with the public. She reiterates her position that the right to an abortion is a bedrock consideration and an issue that she will discuss privately with Judge Kavanaugh.
What I'm seeking is a nominee who will respect long-established precedents and who will demonstrate a fidelity to the rule of law and to the Constitution.
Collins says while she respects the strongly held views by those that are urging her to vote for or against, she will make an independent judgment on the Kavanaugh nomination. And she rejects the claim by some that her decision will be based on political concerns and on her reelection campaign 2 years from now.
People who are claiming that this vote is going to be a political vote for me are obviously distorting my record.
Collins says she has voted both for and against various nominees of Republican presidents, as well as Democratic presidents, and will not make a decision on this nominee until after the Senate Judiciary Committee holds hearings. And she has had a chance to meet privately with Kavanaugh and review his record on the federal bench. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.